This is Tamara with the WGXC News for Saturday, January 24th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you may hear here, including links to all local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Brian Nearing in the Albany Times-Union reports that a misplaced piece of safety equipment triggered a derailment of 18 CSX railroad cars Wednesday, January 21st at the Selkirk rail yards. The State Department of Transportation said Thursday, January 22nd. Two of the cars had been emptied earlier of highly explosive propane before the accident, which was caused by a derailleur inadvertently left on the tracks by a crew that had been making repairs. Quote, the remote control operator was moving freight cars onto that section of track when they ran into the derailleur, pushing them off the tracks. Investigators believe the remote control operator was initially unaware of what was happening and continued to move the cars down the track, causing more to derail, unquote, according to the DOT. Four cars in the accident were classified for hazardous materials, two for propane, one containing residue of a chemical herbicide, and another containing an industrial acid. The accident is the second derailment at the Selkirk yard this year. In February, 13 tankers carrying around 29,000 gallons of highly flammable crude oil each derailed, but did not spill or explode. The DOT fined CSX $5,000 then for failing to notify the state of the derailment within the one-hour requirement, but this time they made the deadline. Read the full story in the Times-Union. In Radio Roundup, the National Weather Service's channel at Mount Greylock, Massachusetts, on the frequency of 162.525 for weather radio, has been off the air all month, and probably will be off the air until spring. Negotiations with the tower owner are progressing, however, but construction must wait until warmer weather. Stay tuned to Albany, New York's WXL34 transmitter at 162.550 megahertz in the meantime. Celia Kacik and Tom DiPietro hosted WGXC's coverage of Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State address on Wednesday, January 21st, both before and after the speech. Kacik's show, The Albany Report, will be on at 10 a.m. Mondays every week beginning next month on WGXC. Today is Saturday, January 24th, 2015, and the National Weather Service says snow is probable mainly before 3 p.m. on Saturday, with 1 to 3 inches expected. High near 34 and low around 23. More snow in the southern areas and eastern areas as a coastal storm. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 29 and a low around 6. Monday, there is a 20% chance of snow again, mostly cloudy with a high near 20. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC.